Marriage equality supporters in Michigan are closely watching events unfold today in Cincinnati. That's where the U.S. Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals will hear arguments on the state's ban on same-sex marriage. The court may decide the fate of Michigan's ban, as well as those in Ohio, Kentucky, and Tennessee. The Michigan Public Radio Network's Rick Pluta has been covering this case, and he joins us now from Cincinnati. Hi, Rick.
Good morning, Mark.
From a legal perspective, remind our listeners what this case is really about.
Well, the Michigan case, like you pointed out, there are actually six cases from four states, and the marquee cases are Michigan and Ohio. And the reason that Michigan is so significant is that this isn't, it doesn't nibble around the edges as to whether or not a state should be required to recognize marriages performed in other states or something like this. This is a square, front and center challenge to Michigan's marriage amendment, the ban on same-sex marriage and civil unions. Back in March, a judge in Detroit ruled that it violated equal protection and due process rights, and so Attorney General Bill Schuette has brought the case to here to Cincinnati, and you know, it's been combined with other, you know, those other cases from states in this federal appeals court circuit.
Attorney General Bill Schuette says upholding the ban reflects the will of Michigan voters. Is that the core of his argument, or are there other legal precedents that in some ways bolster that view?
Well, the Attorney General and people who are supporting the state's position in this actually took a lot of comfort from the court's the United States Supreme Court's decision in another Michigan case, and that was the one on the affirmative action ban, where the court's opinion said that when voters make a policy choice to pass a law or amend the state constitution, that the courts ought to give that, you know, particular special deference. And they say, so that should be in play here. A lot of what this is going to hinge on is it's a technical legal matter, but it's basically setting the bar and how far the state has to go to defend the marriage amendment. That opponents of the amendment want is for the court to say that the bar is set very high. If you go to the highest bar, it would be something called strict scrutiny. And basically what that means is that the onus falls on the state to defend the law. Otherwise, you know, at lower levels, more intermediate levels, all the state has to prove is that there was a legitimate interest, that there was compelling government interest involved. And whether or not the state, whether or not voters got it right, is less relevant than the state's right to take a policy position on that. So that's where the state is at. And what they're going to say is that the court should give great deference to the voters, and it is the state's right and responsibility to make rules regarding things like what constitutes a marriage. What the opponents of the Michigan Marriage Amendment are here arguing is that, first of all, marriage is a basic right. It is an essential right, and not one that can be put to a vote of the people, not one that could be legislated by state lawmakers, and that, in fact, there is no compelling government interest in banning same-sex marriage, while the ban does, in fact, cause harm, financial, psychological, social, to same-sex couples and the children they may be raising. And remember, that is the crux of the Michigan case, that this was brought by a lesbian couple from Hazel Park who initially just went to court because they wanted to jointly adopt the children that they're raising together.
We're talking with the Michigan Public Radio Network's Rick Pluta, who is in Cincinnati to cover the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals decision on Michigan's ban on same-sex marriage and possibly rulings involving other states. There has been a wave of legal challenges around the country to these state bans. How much of an impact could a ruling in the Michigan case have on the national momentum toward allowing same-sex marriage?
Well, I mean, there are almost an unbroken string of almost 30 legal victories for proponents of same-sex marriage. And so, you know, people will certainly be watching to see if this falls, you know, within that same pattern, or if the Sixth Circuit decides that maybe the brakes ought to be put to this effort. Certainly, courts, you know, watch each other to see what legal reasoning they're applying to these cases, especially as they go higher up. One possible outcome here is that the Sixth Circuit could say, you know what, we're just going to wait and see what the United States Supreme Court does, because just yesterday the state of Utah asked the Supreme Court to take up a challenge to its ban on same-sex marriage, which was struck down. And so, you know, now that's in play, and that's the first time that particular question has been put to the United States Supreme Court since it ruled last summer that there would be federal recognition of same-sex marriages where they are legally performed.
We got to leave it there. Rick Pluta of the Michigan Public Radio Network, live in Cincinnati, covering the U.S. Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals decision today on Michigan's ban on same-sex marriage. Thanks very much, Rick.
Oh, my pleasure, Mark.